This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. NATO ministers are meeting to prepare a summit which will both look at the period ahead and discuss immediate issues such as the Afghanistan withdrawal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Those foreign and defense ministers will collect to lay the groundwork for the military alliance's first summit with President Joe Biden. That will set aside four tumultuous years working with the Trump administration. One of the main aims of the summit is to reaffirm the unity of the 30-nation security alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this is a pivotal moment for our alliance and our collective security. But the most pressing issue is how best to wind up NATO's operations in Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Just a little over 3 hours from right now, U.S. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence when he helps commemorate the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving Black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mr. Biden's visit today, in which he will grieve for the hundreds of Black people killed by a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial justice. The president will be the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was known as Black Wall Street. Up to 300 Black Tulsans were killed and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Dozens of medical workers protested in rebel-held northwest Syria yesterday against the granting of President Bashar al-Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. The rebels blame the Assad regime for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. The decision to give Syria a WHO seat came a decade into the country's devastating civil war. This is VOA.